And listeners, welcome to The Grapple here on this Thursday night, the 25th of June. A double session with Macca tonight, two-way turf talk. Hear Macca's thoughts about the coaching speculation and his select previews of NRL Round 7. But let's start with some rugby league news. And of course, the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League announced that the seniors competition on the Sunshine Coast for 2020 will be cancelled due to insufficient numbers of clubs nominating to participate to make it a viable season. Out of the nine clubs with A-grade teams, six decided not to nominate teams this year for various reasons. So a big thanks to all the sponsors, media partners, the wonderful volunteers, officials and all the clubs for their support in endeavours to host a competition in 2020 at the senior level. Different for the juniors, agreed that the under 13 to under 16 boys and girls will commence on the 24th of July, subject to possible amendments of the current Stage 3 COVID-19 restrictions. Let's see what happens there. And Rugby League Brisbane has announced their intention to return to play in the 2020 season in both seniors and juniors, and it's going to be a staged approach under 6 and 7 starting on the 18th of July, 8 to 12 on the 25th of July and 13 to 18 on the weekend the 1st of August. The nine A-grade Brisbane Rugby League clubs, they'll return to the BRL competition, and that's scheduled to start on the 1st of August. So good luck to all of those competitions and groups. They're going to get underway. Sad note, Darvale to Tommy Searle from the Tweedhead Seagulls passed away, certainly as an ornament to the game. And what about Jared Joey Young, former Southport Tigers fullback? He's done some bench pressing. His previous Guinness Book of Records of 2,806 in 1 hour. Now he's 2018. He's now clocked in at 2,919 push-ups just a few days ago. Let's see if that'll all be registered. Now, State of Origin, well, Brad Fittler, he's going to coach New South Wales through till the end of the 2021 season for the State of Origin. His contract's been extended by 12 months, and that'll make him one of the New South Wales' longest-serving coaches behind only Gould and Daly. Brisbane expansion still on the table there with Chairman Peter Volandis, and he's confirmed that Brisbane will be getting a second team, and he's saying there's been plenty of speculation about Perth, Brisbane, New Zealand, but he's saying that the Queensland market will get the roost or get the rule over rusted AFL states like WA. Peter, love to have a chat. The Melbourne Storm, well, they're going to be moving to the Sunshine Coast via Sydney for an indefinite period due to the spike of the COVID-19 virus in Victoria. Let's see how they handle being away from home. The Tigers, well, they look like they're going to make a bid to sign the rejuvenated Kieran Foran next season to replace the favourite son, Benji Marshall. The grand old man of NRL playmakers at 35, Marshall seems set to finish his career in England next year, so maybe Kieran Foran could be playing for a new contract when the Tigers take on the Dogs this weekend. The Raiders, well, they've signed another young forward, another Englishman, 18-year-old forward Harry Rushton from Wigan, and it's a three-year deal, and certainly he's joining other Wigan players, George Williams, John Bateman and Ryan Sutton in the national capital. Would have thought the Poms would want to go further north to get some of that lovely Australian sunshine. And the Roosters, well, gee whiz, this is going to be interesting. They're looking to put forward a bid for Broncos forward David Fifita. Certainly, he's only 20 years of age and has the potential to be a genuine game-breaker. And now he's out with a knee injury. Now, the Roosters, they have a habit of getting their man, but let's see how their offer, the Roosters, competes with what the Titans are supposedly set to put forward. That's $1 million a season for 5 years in a bid to lure the youngster to the Gold Coast. Gee, that's going to be an interesting battle there, and the only person that will win out of that probably will be the manager. And Bradman Best, being ruled out of the Newcastle's match against North Queensland after inadvertently breaching the COVID-19 rules, wondering and waiting to see whether he or the club will be fined, as has been the case elsewhere. Well, listeners, coming up after the break, we're going to be chatting with Macca, and we're saying, has the silly season started early with all the coaching speculation in the news? Let's have a look at James Graham's departure, all that and more, here on The Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports. Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome to the second segment of The Grapple here tonight, and we're joined by our very illustrious rugby league expert, Greg Macca McCallum. Evening, Macca.
Good evening, Gordon. Good evening, everyone. Great to be talking
rugby
league.
Great to have you join us, Macca. And I just thought we'd start our second segment with a very quick question. Has the silly season started early? I didn't think it started till Mad Monday at the end of the season.
No, well, I think the whole year's been mad, so it fits in pretty well, Gordon. I think dismissal of Stephen Kearney, I think, is probably the start of a number of coaches that will change. I think there's probably four or five coaches whose future is not good, but a little word of a caution. And Peter Volandis, the ARLC commissioner, said quite clearly that clubs that want to part company with their coaches do so on their merits, but, you know, there's no handouts from the game to cover the cost of having to pay contracts out. And, you know, I believe that the Kearney payout could be quite high.
Yes, it certainly appears that way. And, of course, I feel very sorry for Stephen. Seems a very strange and bizarre decision. We'll follow the progress of the Warriors after his departure. But, of course, the big question is, Macca, can Wayne Bennett coach three teams at once?
Well, if you'd listened to him yesterday, he cut a reporter down into little pieces. Kept asking him about whether it'll be at the Rabbitohs next season. He's emphatic that he will be. Whilst he made it clear that there are no managers in his camp, he does it all himself. He's a big, strong man that can handle his own business, but obviously behind the scenes, people are trying to manoeuvre and make things happen, probably for their own benefit, probably not for Wayne. So I think Wayne Bennett, after what happened at the Broncos, I think he'll be keeping his reputation intact and he'll see out his contract at South.
Yes, I think that would be the case for a man of that stature. Now, James Graham, departing from the Dragons, and he's going to finish his career with his home club, St Helens, for the remainder of the Northern season. 224 games for St Helens and 186 NRL games, 50 tests for England. What a true champion.
Yeah, a real fantastic performance by him when you consider Cameron Smith is over 400 games. James Graham, of course, not 400 in the NRL, but 400 in senior competitions. A wonderful and a 50 test matches. So he's been a great warrior, a real horse. And I think this is a good story for the game that he can go back to the UK, finish his career over there, probably play another season, perhaps with St Helens. I think that'd be a great way to end. Start at St Helens, come out of it, prove yourself in the NRL and then return back home. I think it's a great story for the game in both hemispheres.
And Macca, before we look at the review quick of round six and then preview round seven, Chairman Peter Volandis has revealed that the NRL may look to reduce the amount of times referees can go to the bunker in order to speed up the game and maybe introduce a second or another captain's challenge.
I agree, totally. I've said all along one captain's challenge is not enough. I think it leaves everybody a little bit vulnerable. Two is ideal. Look, you've got to get the balance right. In cricket, the umpires go to the video ref or the video umpire by themselves, so they make the decision to go there. Some run-outs and things like that. But I think that get the balance right, I think it's a great thing. I've said all along, the video referee is the most powerful, or a bunker is the most powerful element in the game, but it's been overused. And I think getting it right, the number of times you go there in a game, gives people a bit of confidence that the referees are doing their job too. And I think the referees have tried hard this season, since we've restarted, to go to the bunker less often. And I think if we back it up with another captain's challenge, I think it might get the right balance. It's all about balance, Gordon, getting it right.
Talking about balance, we'll just need to go to a short break, listeners. And after the break, we're going to have a quick chat about round six, see how the panel went. And then, of course, Macca's exclusive selections for round seven of the NRL, which starts tonight with the Panthers and the Rabbits. All that and more here on The Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports. Well, listeners, great to have your company. Macca, we're just going to have a quick look at our six last weekend. You and Mal Lucas, 7 out of 8, and then Mal's second 7 in a row. Robbo, well, it's good to see him, vast improvement with 6. But Reg, he stuck with his Dogs against the Sharks and down there. But Shane Moon, what a trader. He took the Roosters over his beloved Eels. But Motorsport Buchanan, he stuck with the Eels and missed out there. But Macca, at the end of round six, the Eels still lead the ladder on 10 points. Knights and Panthers on 9. Roosters, Raiders, Storm, Eagles all on 8, Rabbits on 6. They round out the 8 with the Tigers on 6, but outside on percentage. Interesting now to see how round 7 will start, and of course that we mentioned game 1 tonight, the Panthers and the Rabbits. That's been moved from Campbelltown Stadium to Jubilee Oval over concerns about the playing surface. The Panthers, they've won 3 of their last 4 at Jubilee.
There are 2 games this weekend that excite me, the Panthers and Rabbitohs. I think last week Penrith, a great win over the Storm, strong, I thought showed great maturity. Great to see Nathan Cleary kicked that field goal. That's what he's there to do. That's why they're paying the big bucks to win them the games. And the Rabbitohs have a really good performance against the Warriors. I think this is a real toss of the coin. I'm probably leaning a little bit towards the Panthers. I just think that they've got a lot going for them. And I see that Wayne Bennett has selected their centre three-quarter James Roberts to come off the interchange bench. He's desperate to get him back into the starting lineup. So make sure he'll get plenty of opportunity on the field tonight. So heading to a Panthers win.
Well, everyone else except Robbo and I have gone for the Panthers. We've taken the Rabbits. Now, the Storm up against the Warriors. Will the Warriors do it for incoming coach Todd Payton? I don't think so, Macca.
Gordon, I've been a referee. I haven't refereed the Warriors, but I refereed New Zealand a lot. And there is this head dropping that goes on when things don't go their way. And I think their heads are pretty down at the moment. I would be surprised if they can pull around enough to stop the Storm, who'll be absolutely filthy on their loss last week. And I think they'll just be too strong. I think they'll come out. It could blow the Warriors away a little bit. So the Storm for me.
Storm, yes, everyone except Amy. Amy's gone for the Warriors. All the other panel have taken the Storm. Now the Roosters up against the Dragons. Mal Lucas, well, he's showed no loyalty for his beloved Dragons. He's gone for the Roosters. And they've won 5 of their last 6 against the Dragons, and this is at Parramatta Stadium. James Tedesco back from concussion, but how good is Kyle Flanagan going for the Roosters, Macca?
He's doing really well. Had to be on song this year for them to keep rolling along. I think they'll keep rolling along. This will be 5 in a row since the competition competition resumed. And the Dragons, of course, good luck to them. You know, they pointed the old bow and arrow at their coach, Paul McGregor, and he's won two games since. So good effort by them, but I just think the Roosters are on a roll. They'll be hard to beat.
All the panel's gone for the Roosters. The Cowboys against the Knights, Macca, quickly there.
Oh, I think the Knights, I think they'll just be too strong. They're going pretty well too. It's been a good start for them. Bradman Best, of course, being a person who stepped outside the bubble, he'll miss this week.
And, of course, all the panel have gone for the Knights, so it's a unanimous selection there. Broncos and Titans. This will be a very interesting game. The Titans have won their last two against the Broncos at Suncorp.
Surely the Broncos have to start playing with some form and confidence. I have to go for them. Maybe it's a game against the Titans that they need, but as happens all the time, Gordon, up there, the Titans turn up every time when they play the Broncos. But I think the Broncos this week just will get the points.
Well, Reggie's gone for the Titans, as has Kel and has Steve. Everyone else is going for the Broncos. Now, the Eels against the Raiders should be a great game, Macca.
The other game this weekend, Gordon, of great importance and one I'm excited about, the Raiders. They've been disappointing the last couple of weeks. They snuck home against the Tigers and were beaten by a much more enthusiastic Manly side who overcame great barriers to win. I think they'll bounce back, though. I think the Eels, everyone's saying it was a loss they had to have. I don't know whether it's going to affect their confidence. I think the Raiders might bounce back and get the points against the Eels.
Yes, we've gone the Raiders, as has Robbo and myself. Everyone else has gone for the Eels. The Eagles against the Sharks at the Central Coast.
Well, Manly have a wonderful record against the Sharks and knocked them out of the top four a couple of seasons ago, knocked them out of a semi-final in recent years. I think they've got the wood over them. And even though, again, we talk about players that won't be out on the field, Tommy Trbojevic out for 4 to 6 weeks, but I just think Manly got a lot of spirit there, and I think they'll just be too organised and too strong for the Sharks.
Amy and Steve have gone for the Sharks. Everyone else has gone for the Eagles. Eagles have won 11 of their last 12 against the Sharks. And just finally, Macca, the Tigers up against the Dogs. The Dogs, a bogey team for the Tigers, won their last three games against the Tigers.
What can you say about the Tigers? They're champions one week and Ducks the next. They're a hard team to pick at the moment, Gordon. And if the competition is going to keep competitive, the Tigers are one of those sides that's got to keep winning, because I personally can't see the top eight missing out at the end of the season. I think that's clear cut already. And the Tigers are one of those sides that could make it, and they've got to win these games. I think they'll win it.
Well, Johnny, Reggie Rush has gone for the Dogs, as has Shane Moon. Everyone else has gone for the Tigers. Well, Macca, good luck with your selections. As usual, it's been great to chat with you here on The Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports.